Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Bernstein and Rahimi Show. Middays 9 a.m. to noon on The Score. Reasonable, level-headed, informed sports talk for your workday. Dan Bernstein.
Jim Boylan is still fired, by the way. Sky Point.
Layla Rahimi.
I know we joke about, I joked about the upper body tackle or whatever, and it's funny, but that's...
Is that when you ran at me and I got scared?
No, that
don't
was...
Don't do
the,
that again.
That was the shoulder ricochet.
Oh, yeah, don't do that again either.
I'm more of a check people into the boards type of person. Low center of gravity.
Trying to get through to the fence, and now there's a fight back at center ice.
That's Steve-O and the Bucket.
How do we get from the nadir, what felt like the nadir of the Bulls, to here? John Paxson.
In the last 3 or 4 years, I realized that we had become stale. I always felt it was my responsibility to be honest in terms of where I thought we were. And I just felt there was kind of a comfortability in how we were doing things. And maybe we weren't looking at other ways to approach this thing. I mean, the last year and a half since we made the changes, it's been a new life. It was needed.
Bulls win! Bulls win! Bulls win! Big time come from behind win for the Chicago Bulls.
The Bernstein and Rahimi Show.
Our goals for the season are to make the playoffs.
Middays, 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And Jim Boylan found work. We learned that late in the show yesterday, that he's coaching the U.S. World Cup tryout something team where he can't do any damage. And maybe now that Ryan Arcidiacono is also looking for work, he can somehow put the band back together. Who knows? But that's not why I called. We're broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. And on this Thursday, we can talk about what we saw in the Bulls opener. You can see what you want. There was a lot to conclude there. If you want to, if you're negative, there was a lot for you. If you're positive, there's a lot for you. You're a bear or a bull regarding the Bulls. You can see what you want. Rob Schaefer.
There were some buckets in the game.
There were enough buckets in the game. Just burn that first half.
Dude, I was so vacant and dead inside.
It's just basketball. But, yeah, it was.
No,
it was
it's bad. Not just basketball. It was a culmination of everything in my life.
Okay. I'm not going to go there, but it was bad. And so Rob Schaefer, we'll do some Bears stuff at 10:20. Got the Midday Midway at 10:40. Anthony Herron on our full football endeavor that we do every Thursday with him for a couple of segments. Looking forward to that as well. And surprises along the way. 312-644-6767 is our number at WSCR The Score. We call it the Score Listener Line, powered by BetQL. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. If you want to send an email, you do to Bernstein Rahimi at 670thescore.com. And that's where you go to listen to us live. We stream at 670thescore.com. Your texting is found in the text zone. Brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein Rahimi. She's at Layla Rahimi. I'm at Dan_Bernstein. Download the Odyssey app to stream The Score on your mobile devices. Interact with the show on Facebook if you want to throw up. And you can like the 670 The Score page if you are lying to yourself. And there's also Twitch, which is the better place. That's twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore. That feed is directed by Connor O'Donnell and Evan Thomas. They also moderate the chat that goes on, so feel free to be a part of that as well. Rick Camp's our executive producer. Mike Rankin is on the board. Ray Diaz, the executioner in the back, helping out doing the things that he does. So are you okay, by the way? Because you sound a little bit hoarse.
Yeah, sometimes this happens. It hasn't happened in a couple years. I'm getting a lot of unsolicited advice on the Twitch stream. I've been advised a CPAP, a shot of Malort, several shots of Jameson, a cigar, told not to smoke in bed. I'm trying to see what else. That I was smoking menthols with Chicago Party Ant. I resemble Patty and Selma Marge's sisters. I'm trying to see what else.
What did you just send out for to, what did you, Mitch just went out to get you something?
Oh, that, I just got the medicine ball.
What is that?
It's like a off the Starbucks menu thing. It's mostly just hot tea. This happens to me like once every year, a couple years, depending. No, I did not have COVID. I wouldn't be at work if I did, and I'm fully vaccinated.
The medicine ball, according to Google, is
what?
Jade citrus mint green tea, peach tranquility herbal tea, hot water, steamed lemonade, and just a hint of honey.
Yeah, that thing.
It's good.
Every now and then I'll get it.
And it's $97.
And North Texas is now in the American Athletic Conference.
Congratulations.
Yes.
You have a conference identity.
Somebody made a joke. We run a 3-4 defense and a 7-4 time signature. Oh, appropriate hi. From the school. Uh-huh. But yeah, I'm not dying. I mean, we all kind of are in that Dan Bernstein way that I would introduce that discussion. But I don't know that I'll be doing any of the CPAP machine. I don't have sleep apnea.
You know who you sound like?
Oh, a McRib. I've also been recommended a McRib.
What? For voice issues?
Yeah, that'll work.
Good to know Maddie's listening.
Maddie!
I'm trying to... Oh, mayonnaise. Now you're just recommending random things, and I love it.
Well, that's also either trolling Rick, I think, if they're mentioning
An Italian beef, yes. I think that cures everything. I agree with that one.
But you sound like Linda Ellerbee.
Oh, she's pretty cool.
Oh, more than pretty cool. She's one of my faves, but that like it's that... I don't know. Is she from Texas?
I don't know.
I don't know either. But you had there was a, something you said that had a total like world weary Linda Ellerbee. I've won more Peabody's than you have fingers kind of vibe to it because I always loved her. And so it goes. I just had her as one of those cool people that was smarter than everybody else all the time, like two steps ahead of the news.
Okay, according to Google. Linda Ellerbee is from Bryan, Texas.
Oh.
Bryan.
Where's Bryan?
Next to College Station, home of Alex Caruso's alma mater, Texas A&M. Although I don't know if he graduated. I need to look.
He certainly graduated from the School of Basketball because that dude knows the other team's plays before they do. He is incredibly disruptive. And his ability on a ball screen, he is so, and I've got a friend of mine who his pet peeve forever is how easily you make yourself screenable. It's why he never liked Derrick Rose on defense because he always thought Derrick Rose was the most easily screened player he'd ever seen. And it made him crazy about Randy Brown too. But I will tell you, Alex Caruso refuses to allow the speed over the top and or shoving a guy's shoulder so he can get through a screen. And when he turns their drop defense almost into ice principles, when you look at where they go on the sideline, because he's able to sort of slip and show over the top. So he's icing without it being an ice call. That is advanced, elite perimeter defense.
There was that first half we need to kill with fire.
Yes, we do. Never see that. Never speak of it. That the first half was really vile.
Yeah, keep the ice principles away so that the fire can work.
Okay.
Do you know that they were 7 of 20 at the rim at the half?
Yes.
It's just not real. Those aren't real numbers. And there were 9 turnovers. This was
ice,
not,
ice,
if you wanted the Bulls to improve their turnovers, this was not the game for you.
At least not the first half.
It got marginally better. At least there weren't 20 for the team.
Right. And some of the turnovers were like when in transition and things got a little frenetic. And it's just kind of like one of those things where it's going to happen. But Yeah, there was a lot in that game. Good, bad, and indifferent.
They really need to work on the mechanisms of their base half-court offense. Because they didn't get anything downhill. They didn't get an angle on anyone. And the confusion between DeRozan and LaVine, there is a way to come out of that just right, because they're both veterans. And I know DeRozan has instincts. I still don't know if Zach really does. But there were a couple times where they looked at each other like, are you supposed to stand here? Or am I? And if I'm here, where are you? Where if they get it right and start to feel it a little bit, there's all kinds of like oversell out, hit quick backdoor lob stuff where they can turn a negative into a positive real fast if they understand their personnel and they practice some of these actions.
Well, and I don't know about you three. Us four as a collective. But when I was watching that second quarter, I'm like, okay, are we just back to running the entire offense through Zach again? Because here we were all thinking, this guy's going to make more plays off the ball. It's going to be great. And then we saw more of like last year's Bulls in that second quarter is him trying to do his part to help the scoring to get back in the game.
Yeah, the third quarter, you can definitely tell LaVine got frustrated with the first half and was like, all right, that's enough. Like, I'm going to do this myself. And then when he had a couple good possessions, one thing I liked that they did.
DeRozan's like, woo-hoo!
Yeah, pretty much. Yep. Yeah. DeRozan wants his, and Zach's like, that's adorable. But so when they, what I liked it in the second half is when they were getting a little out of sorts in the half court offense, they would just go back to LaVine Vucevic two-man game. And it wasn't always in the same spot. Sometimes it'd be over on the wing. Sometimes it'd be at the top. And that's good because it changes the way the defense has to react as well. And they were able to get a decent amount of good looks out of that for either guy. Or there were times where it was getting the ball to Vooch and he was able to swing it out to the corner. Lonzo had a couple open threes. And in case you were wondering, Lonzo, not bashful.
No, and he shouldn't be, but he really is more. And you said in the group chat that you were seeing him as sort of a 3-and-D type of game. And the truth is,
that's the bad rep on him, but he doesn't want to be just that dude.
But the truth is, and Stan Van Gundy said this, in the half court, he's a wing.
Yeah.
He's not. He's a full court point guard. He's a football quarterback in the full court. But teams aren't going to let him run. No, they're going to try to take that away from you because he is just deadly in the full court, in the three-quarter court. But he's not going to run your stuff in the half court. And it's why I never really thought I would miss Coby White, because I know he's not a point guard either. But in some of those two-man actions that you're talking about, if Coby White is on the opposite side, your geometry changes because that's not Io. You know, that's a different cat over there who is, again, also not bashful. And if they can make this work where Coby White is your second unit, go get yours guy, I can envision that being manageable.
There's also a notable possession to me, and you bring up the two-man game, Rick, where we saw Zach running at the point and then multiple picks set by Vooch. And you're just not going to get that kind of time and those opportunities against better opponents to get that set in order to get your points there.
Yeah, that's going to require a better game from Vooch overall to where he's being respected more as an offensive option. And you know what? Like, I don't expect him to be this bad.
No,
like this might be one of his like five worst games of the year.
And he still had a double-double at the half.
And
he's
also
still plus 17 in this.
If we're really telling truths, in an average game, I would say 6 or 7. I would have to go back and count. But I had 6 or 7 of those missed restricted area shots could easily have been called fouls on an average night.
Yeah.
And I thought this was kind of a let him play night, where they just decided they were tackling each other out there. And some of the tangles that were going on ball screens, there'd be automatic whistles. They're like, well, I don't know, go ahead. No, it was just weird.
There was that series, too, toward the end of the game where DeRozan and Grant get tangled up. And Stacey accurately called it. Like, there was a kick there. Like, that should have been a foul on Grant. And then they had the makeup call later where they fouled him. It's like that kind of stuff. We can't be doing that either. That's sloppy.
Let's take a quick break and come back and hear what Billy Donovan thought about one game. And it's just that. It's one game, and we project and we amplify, but they have three more before before this pre-Thanksgiving meat grinder where they're really going to be tested. So they've got time to figure it out. We're going to hear from the Bulls coach next on The Score.
Here's DeRozan at the foul line. Jump pass left side. Green left corner. Dosunmu for three. Got it! Ayo Dosunmu for three.
Well, Ayo has come in and had some fantastic minutes off the bench.
Ball holding and looking. Then play to Levine left corner. And they go circle left now to Booch. Caruso, right corner, Lonzo for three. Yes! Back-to-back jacks! Olenek on the right wing, holding and looking, backdoor cut to Grant, who slips, regains, turnaround jumper, up, no. Pulled down by Zach LaVine. What a rebound by LaVine. LaVine races over the midcourt line. They're trying to foul him, and finally they do so with Jeremy Grant on the far sideline in left forecourt for the Bulls with 24.4 seconds left.
This ain't last year. We're looking forward now. It's all a new team, all new mindset. So excited that we grinded that one out. And a win's a win.
Bernstein and Rahimi, 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Thanks to Zach LaVine, they were able to get out of there before they changed the scoreboard on him. I like to say that. It's an old phrase, although they did
change the scoreboard.
They changed the scoreboard on him, but
a lot of people were happy about it.
Uh-huh. It was apparently to their benefit.
Yes,
and
I was.
And the benefit of many others as well. But we all thought it too when the Bulls were down. And I texted, I said, find yourself a money line or some odds, because you knew the Bulls were gonna come back and win that game. And I thought
Did you?
I did. I was my kid asked me, he said, you think they'll win? I said, I think they will win by 7. And they end up winning by 6. But, you know, I don't bet, so I didn't. I never put my money where my mouth is because I don't have enough money to do that, and I would soon be out of money. But it felt like they were
just...
It
says more about your mouth, really.
No, it says more about my money, I think. But they were just the better team, and they had the best player out there. Even though Jerry and Grant is the truth, they had a guy...
Jeremy.
Jerrion is overseas now, right?
Yes.
And then there's Jerron is the third guy.
I didn't even remember there was a third.
Jerron?
Yes, Jerron Grant. How did that come up so quickly?
Okay, you're weird. To have that ready to fire that quickly is That is amazing.
Today's first sign for help goes to Mike Rankin.
But I was so annoyed because I was like, Sadiq Bey is not an all-star. I know he's decent, but this is ridiculous.
He's pretty good.
He's good, but he's not that good.
Yeah, Rick was saying before that he used to be on the Luol Deng plan, which is the moment he begins a second dribble, you take it from him. And if he can protect his second and third dribble, he becomes a different player. Because that used to be the book on him. It's like every time, remember when Luol used to turn the corner and it's like he's dribbling with a canoe paddle and he would just sort of, you know, go in there and whoop, thank you. I'll take that now.
Man, he's one of my favorite players.
Luol?
He's going to come out of nowhere and just slap you upside the head.
Yeah, he's too busy lighting cigars with burning $100 bills right now because with his feet up on a mahogany desk.
That guy's amazing.
It's a real estate empire right now, isn't he?
He's just a citizen of the world, too.
Yeah, he's more than that.
His jersey retirement ceremony was fantastic.
And he was always fun on Twitter, too. Remember when he sprained his wrist and he had that black wrap that he would wear around his fingers? When my kid was little and he's look, Daddy, I'm Luol Deng. And he has Luol Deng jersey on and he had taken a black ribbon and wrapped it around his wrist.
Okay, I'm sorry. This is not Jameson, Malort, a CPAP machine, Jordanera, Windex, or any of the other recommendations. Somebody said hot salt water. That is what I usually use. It works the best. But this is the medicine ball from the Starbs.
I kind of like all of what you said in one thing. If you have like the Chicago cure, you can call it that. If you have the cure ready to fire Rankin, then I'm going to know we're going to send you to the home for a while and let you decompress.
But that was amazing.
But there is a, you know, there's something to that. Like a little.
Somebody on Twitch says, I left Rome. You could say it was quite the reflex.
It's a lonely child. Wow.
We were supposed to talk more Bulls right now.
And he does have the cure.
Billy Donovan was pretty good after the game. Should we listen to him some?
Yeah, set it up.
All right. So Let me see. Oh, if I stand on my head and gargle peanut butter, it should work. I like that one. I think we're just getting into funny, like,
now we're just trolling me.
I love it. I love it.
I heard an ad for peanut butter whiskey last night during
Screwball.
Okay.
Not that I have it in my house.
You do?
Yeah.
What it said? Like, I just like, pour it over ice. Do it as a shot.
Or, it's fun.
Or mix it in your favorite. Hell.
It's fun. I like it. So Billy Donovan after the game, we needed some answers, especially after that first half, which I know we all want to forget, but that was not exactly the team that we thought we were going to get last night. So let's hear first from Billy, just talking in general about the game.
Okay, let's do it.
I think being the first game, I was really happy that we gave ourselves a chance to win, not playing very well on offense. That to me was the positive. And I think a lot of times when people sit there and say, well, you're going to score. This is the hardest part for us to figure out, because they're all used to offenses running through them. Okay. Zach last year, Vooch in Orlando, and even DeMar. The beauty about those three guys is they're so unselfish that they don't necessarily, they're not all looking for that. But it's a little bit different for all of them. And we got to coexist off each other a little bit better than we did. But the willingness to pass is there.
At least it's honest and aware, and it's so basketball, is that he sees what we see, and he's basically telling you what his job is going to be.
He's going to talk about scheme.
Yes, he's going to talk about
scheme. He's going to talk about scheme. And then I also found the parallel as we frantically search for the Bears' identity, that Billy Donovan talked about his, because that is something the entire NBA is trying to figure out, is who are the Bulls.
I think anytime you have new players, there's always going to be a little bit of a different feel, you know, and some of the guys that were here for several years. And then I think when a new group of guys come in, there's always going to be a little bit of a different feel. You know, I do think that we're going to have to work to create the identity that I think we all know the way we've got to play. I'm really encouraged with the way we battled and physically competed defensively. We did get hurt on the backboard in the first half. I think we gave up 7 or 8 offensive rebounds. We were better, but it was good to see us defend the way we did. We just got to get a lot more. We got to get out more. We got to run more, and we got to play downhill, and we just got to play faster when we can. And I get it. You know what happens sometimes when you're having a tough time scoring? It's like normal. It's kind of like, let's slow it down. Let's go to Vooch, slow it down, go to Zach. That's okay at times, but that's not going to really be sustainable. And I thought we got into that a little bit when we struggled to start the game offensively. We got into, okay, let's go to these guys, and it probably – you know, wasn't the best thing at the time. And we just got to be a little bit more free flowing than we were in that first half.
I think there is some sort of laissez-faire governance that has to take place here. If you're thinking long-term, if you're Billy Donovan, aren't you better served coaching with a softer hand at this point? Because it would be real easy for him to convene a practice and say, listen, we got to fix this. This is what we got to do. Here's how we're going to do it. These are vets. And even Lonzo Ball is older than his years.
Yes.
Might they be better served saying, you guys feel it out, give them some suggestions, say maybe think about this, maybe think about that. And I know people love the idea of Norman Dale from Hoosiers, you know, coming in there and say, four passes. But really, on a professional basketball team, it might work best over the long run to say, maybe we lose next week, maybe we lose a couple here, but get the feel in real time, in games, get the feel. And I'll call a timeout if I have to call a timeout. But this could be one of those times where instead of leaning over your kid's shoulder while they do their homework, is less is more.
Agreed, partially because they only had 4 preseason games. I don't like using that as an excuse. When you only have 4, there's a lot that you want to get in, especially with a brand new ton group of people, where it's not going to all fit in those. And they were fun to watch. We've all talked about that. That was fantastic. We thought some of that would carry over to the first half yesterday. We were wrong. But when it comes to trying to figure out who this team is, and the thing is, if you go back and you listen to like major free agent acquisitions, you're talking about like the Supermax players, you're trying to compete, and like at the time the Western Conference at its peak, all of them say the same thing. They all say it takes a half a year to gel. It takes 6 to 8 months.
Look what happened last year with the Bulls after the Vooch trade.
Season.
They never gelled after the Vooch trade last year.
And we're sitting here trying to figure out who this team was defensively, how bad it was, what was going to happen as far as Coby White was concerned. Was the offense going to run through Vooch? Was it going to run through Zach LaVine? And that, to me, is the biggest thing to key in on right now is, are we just going to see more of what we saw last year, where Zach does have to still be that scorer who needs to take over a game when he has to, because that is muscle memory for him at this point.
Maybe it's a time and a place thing. You kind of know that game when you feel it. And last night was one of those games. I thought he was going to need 40. I thought that was going to have to be like, look, this is not our night. Save us, and we're, you know, put on your cape and do what you got to do. And some nights that's okay, but not against a really good team. It's just not going to work. They want you to fall back into it because everybody else gets passive and people start to stand around. And when you don't have the back cutting, like ideally, remember the first bucket that Patrick Williams scored? That terrific tertiary cut off of a two-man game, and he came in for the weak side. Like that kind of stuff, that's going to be there if everything is spaced properly and you've maybe had enough guys sort of get their own. I love that. And that's a good high percentage basket because you're out moving and out thinking. More of that will be good rather than a guy having to beat his own guy.
But man, the Pistons didn't even have Cade Cunningham last night.
I know.
I am a little concerned.
I also will say that based on the outpouring on the text line for peanut butter whiskey.
Yeah, you need to get on board.
You know, I'm willing. I don't dislike peanut butter. So this recommendation
from some of these recommendations.
Well, no, this actually said from the 312, because you're getting all of these sort of laryngitis cures.
I'm just getting funny stuff sent to me at this point.
The 312 says the peanut butter whiskey with hot chocolate and cayenne. He said, I call it a peanut butter cup. It is the best winter drink imaginable. That sounds terrific. It is
So this is what happens when you don't have to do two jobs, Mike Rankin. You just have like psychic music ability over there.
What? I might need to like give him a sedative before the show or something. I don't know.
No way. This is the mic that I wanted to see run free. Run free, young Rankin.
Maybe wow. To run a little less free.
Oh, somebody recommended the Kurter Burger for my voice.
He's got it out of his stomach. Something he's working on.
A lot of dairy there, but I kind of like the idea.
Gotta wait till next, at least October 1st, probably next National Cheese Curd Day.
I think we cover all bases with the addition of you, Rick Camp. I feel like we've got everything covered here.
We're going to keep the Bulls covered with Rob Schaefer on the Bulls beat from NBC Sports Chicago. Get his thoughts on the lid lifter next on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.